With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Audio Frontier.
This is Football Daft with Stephen Purden.
Midfield dynamo and average actor.
Chris Toll.
Target man. Suspicious character.
And
welcome to Football Daft. It's the daftest Scottish football podcast around. I am producer John, and let's welcome the team, shall we? First, a man who's switched off the heating and stopped eating until Celtic win the league. Well, that's a complete lie. Just check out his Instagram for all the pictures of food you ever need. It's Chris Toll.
What is happening, you handsome motherfuckers?
All good, mate. It's all good. And let's get us straight on to the next person. Your lunch buddy, your lunch partner. Let's speak to a man who was so impressed by Charlie Adams' dive last weekend. He's thinking of signing him up for his wrestling show, which tickets are still available for at the Pavilion.
Don't say that. He said that too often. He's got a roster at 185 people now.
Because the next time he'll be messaging me going, were you serious? Will you put him on the wrestling show? Mate, you have no idea the amount of folk I've booked for this show next week just because I can't.
Hello there. You might notice we're short of one today, and we're just going to have to do it, aren't we? Because Stephen last week, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, actually, poor Chris got his voice note played. We received this about an hour and a half before we were set to record today. Here we go.
Boys, I'm not going to lie, man. How's I going to make it? Tam and Bert's getting off work early. Out the wee local boozer, a few bevies back to town for the game. I need to get involved in it, man. It's Europa League semi-final, just after trying to play with Ravenna. I don't quite make it, I'm sorry. Hey, see you soon, boys. I seen that super agent gone, man.
There we go. So, Stephen Purden, just fresh off a trampoline, an hour and a half before we're about to record the podcast, I decide to go to the pub for the Rangers game and say, what are the feelings on this, gentlemen?
What a piece of shit.
I don't know about that. He's saying that he was on the trampoline with the rain. I think he's had to get Thursday afternoon.
Oh, of course it's Thursday.
Do you know what
course
I mean? Right. Because of football, football's the night.
Now it's making
Thursday
sense.
Early.
So hold on, what you think he's gave up this to get his home?
I think basically what he's saying is, gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna some afternoon delight. Motto's always been, when it's fried while waiting till the middle of a cold dark night. And everything's a little clearer in the light of day. And you know the night is always gonna be there anyway. Your turn.
Oh, I can't do the high part.
I don't even know what song that is.
Up an appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon.
who was that, Michael Jackson?
No, Anchorman. Come on.
Anchorman.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
But I like the way I've just come off the trampoline. It's as if he's had to have a wee session to jump in a boot with the wains to pluck up the courage to tell us that he's not coming. Do you know what I mean? Like,
imagine he wasn't talking about an actual track. Imagine that's how you refer to Nicola. That's fucking disgusting. That's fucking disgusting. You're a disgrace.
Brilliant. So you put two away, went out for your lunch yesterday, and you say you've got stories to tell.
We romantic mandate, weren't it, Gredo?
The scoff is tremendous, wasn't it? Which other way to? It was tapas, man, but it was like,
American tapas.
That was good.
He had like a big fucking corn dog. We had like chips with chipotle mayonnaise. We had chicken lollipops. Oh, we had a pizza.
You had the wings, but they were cauliflower wings.
He didn't like the short rib croquettes, but I thought they were tremendous.
Right, get this right. I say, right. What's tornado fries? And the guy says, it's just a big, massive tatty. that it's done, like it's spiraled all down a stick, and it's fried with salt and black pepper, and it was everything was brilliant, right? Mm-hmm. We loved it. Every bite, yeah. I wasn't too keen on the croquettes, like he says, but the fucking the waiter comes over at the end, he's like, "You enjoy that, boys?" I'm like, aye, it was brilliant. He goes like, "It's a TGI Fridays."
He said this place is owned by TGIs. But see, as soon as he said that, we were about that.
I'm not going back here now.
You know that way? We were like, why did he tell us that? Because we thought it was like a kind of independent kind of
upmarket, fancy.
And you had been happening places.
Hipster place.
Aye, a hipster place. Like, that's what it was.
And then he's like, aye, this is just like a fancy TGI's and all that.
And then he went like, no, wait a minute. The only thing that we borrow for TGI's is the seasoning for the chips. I'm like, why do you bother fucking telling folk that then? It was nice enough, boy.
It was nice. Boy. It was good.
We'll give a shout where we can find this fine establishment, just in case you want to give us money.
63rd and First, which is on Bothwell Street.
Bothwell Street, that's right.
And they were brand new, but actually kind of known, but it did, you were a bit like, why the fuck did they tell us that?
Credo was like, see, when I first came in, I went to the toilet and I was looking in the kitchen and I was like, oh, look at the boys pure working away. That's good. That's
they're proper
then
chefs.
Then he's like, it's just Kev the Chef all over again.
Shout out to Kev the Chef. Shout out to Kev the Chef. Listen, guys, I knew this would happen. Remember the birthday spot last week? You just know when you open, it's like the karaoke. Once someone goes up and starts singing a song, everyone's wanting to sign up for it. Here we go. Hi, lads. My cousin's birthday is on the 29th of April and he loves your show. We all do. Was wondering if he could get a birthday shout out. His name is Stuart Garland. He turns 31. And his,
have you ran the name, John? Remember, we're not getting caught out with a fucking Harold Shipley.
Yeah, we'll Google what we go. He's 31. He's a Rangers fan and a Cosset Killie fan and is getting married in July. Was wondering if the boys for his birthday could give him relationship stroke marriage advice and or a Steve Clark blow up doll. Cheers, lads, love the show, best Scottish football podcast by a mile. Thank you very much, Gordon Wood.
So relationship and marriage advice, well, none of us are married, but Stephen's not here.
I'm married,
but you don't want to be married. You don't want to bring your missus to the fucking
Now let's talk about this, right? We're going on a football daft, end of season night out very soon, right? We're also going to be talking about a live show, which we'll be doing very soon. However, Chris put in the group chat yesterday, is this for the ladies as well? Now, I love my wife, Chris. I absolutely adore her. She's great. She's beautiful. However, you don't take a girl to a lads' night out, do you? It's just, it changes the dynamic. It's a fact, isn't it? You're not going to talk about the things. For example, we're not going to be talking about Rangers, Celtic, Falkirk, because the girls are around. You know, it changes the dynamic, doesn't it?
Can you not hold a conversation with women, John? No?
I can hold a conversation. What would you like to talk about?
Football.
Situation in Ukraine? Wardle?
Situation in Ukraine. Let's not be talking about Ukraine, eh? Let's not bring it down.
Right, okay.
It's a happy.
Right, story. Okay. So you don't talk about it. Right, okay. So if there's any. What would you like to converse about, Grado? You pretend to be the lady. You'd be the lady. You ask me. Right, we're now on a date, Grado. Hi.
What are you talking about? Football. What are you talking about? Shopping.
We're out on a date, Grado. I've taken you out. Hi, darling. Lovely to see you. Do you like a drink?
But we're not going on a date, so we're bringing... Was it Kevin Nash always used to say? Never bring the women on the road. Never bring the women on the road because... As soon as they find out what happens when on the road, then that's you fucked. That's you completely snicking.
Understand. Right, okay.
Okay, anyway.
But however, we need to do one with the ladies as well.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Okay. Just not the end of season party. Right, yeah, though if we do bring him on, like I say, it would mean Stephen might not rage quit the night, and you know
he would never turn up anyway.
But if we bring him along, we can't do lines off each other's arses.
Well, there. Yeah. Right, back to our friend. Happy birthday, Stuart Garland. Turn 31. Our relationship marriage advice would be not to take ladies on a lads' night out. You share your birthday with Jerry Seinfeld. Guess the age. Jerry Seinfeld. What age is Jerry Seinfeld?
63.
I would say 63.
68. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Jerry Seinfeld, 68. Jesus Christ. Daniel Day-Lewis, 65.
Fuck knows. Who's Daniel Day-Lewis?
Last
only, the most successful actor of all time.
I thought it was that, no, him that does fucking I close my eyes.
Bangs New York.
That's Jason Donovan.
That's Jason Donovan. Are you thinking of Daniel Donnelly?
Daniel Donnelly?
No, Daniel O'Donnell.
Daniel O'Donnell. No,
no Daniel O'Donnell,
fuck.
No. Daniel Day-Lewis, what are you saying, Chris?
Yeah, 63.
61, just about 61. There. And Uma Thurman, 51.
Uma Thurman's only 51. She's been about forever.
So that's who you share your birthday with, Stuart. And you also share your birthday with Rhys Thomas of Huntly, Michael Heard of Spartans, and Ryan McGeever of Dumbarton. So,
nice.
There we go. Some football related chat. Chris, could you sing happy birthday to him, but could you do it in the style of Elvis?
What about Stevie Wonder?
That's nice as well.
Oh, it doesn't make much sense.
Yeah.
There should be a law against anyone who takes offense. How much, just how much we love you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. There you go.
There you go. Please, please get the video version by signing up to our Patreon, patreon.com/football. I have to see Chris actually doing an impression of Stevie Wonder. That was very, very impressive. Right, boys, let's talk football then. Weekend games, again, just another game down. Grado, all depends on this Sunday, but are you still conceding the league is over, even if you win on Sunday?
I mean, just for example, I'm not doing anything for it. I mean, I've got my work on Monday. It's a bank holiday. I'll still be on the radio and stuff like that. So I don't plan on... Because like I said to my pals, it's going to be day one. See, even if we day one, it's still going to be a bit like too little too late, and I generally feel that. So the only thing I'm kind of got my mind right now is the Europa League. The season for me is bye. It's too little too late. Celtic will do it either. When can I do it?
Basically, what you're saying is your season's over tomorrow.
We'll see how we go on tonight. We'll see how we go on tonight. We've done well to come this far. And we've beat the favourites, so we'll see. Till we could get a drop in, mate. We could get a drop in.
Listen, see, regardless of what happens tonight, the exploits of Rangers in Europe this season has been nothing short of tremendous.
Even just seeing the adverts and the build up this week on BT, because they've got some obviously kind of really kind of cracking adverts. See, just to be involved in that and seeing stuff like that, it's just a complete buzz, man.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the second time it's happened in your lifetime as well, getting to this stage as well.
And you would never have, especially after 2008, man. I remember like going, my dad will never see another one of these in our Europa Cup. No, I'm saying we'll get there, but to come this far. Aye, unbelievable.
I mean, there's so much money, even when you, because obviously the format is now the Champions League, teams drop into that tournament, you know. Mm-hmm.
And if they win it, they go into pot one.
Exactly. I mean,
Rangers win it, they go into a Champions League pot one, which then gives you a more favourable draw as well in the group stages of Champions League. So if they manage to somehow win this tournament, right, then it's only going to help them and Europe next year as well.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, a great effort. So obviously Steve's not with us because he's concentrating on drinking and watching that tonight.
And that's all you get for me. That's all you get for me.
There we go. Chris, you were worried about the trip to Ross County from Celtic.
Mm-hmm. That was, I'll be honest with you, that was the one game that I was worried about after the split.
Yeah.
The Celtic Rangers game will take care of itself. Hearts at Celtic Park. 99 times out of 100 is pretty much a guarantee.
Aye.
Yeah.
Right? Tannadice has been good to us this year. And Motherwell, you just never know what Motherwell's going to turn up. We could hammer them 6-0 or it could be a close one. But I don't see, with the exception of potentially the Rangers game, I don't see he's dropping any more points.
And the thing is, even if he's day drop points against Rangers and he's day drop points against Hearts, I mean, it's still no... He's still going to win it.
Well, if we drop points against Rangers, that brings it down to 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, well, that's if Rangers win, right? If we then drop points against Hearts, which potentially, let's say it does happen, right? And the Hearts get a draw against us, right? Mm. That brings it down to 1 point. Mm. So see, the last two games, they would be nervy as fuck for Celtic, because then Rangers have still got it in their own hands if we drop points again.
I think Celtic will be right up for it on Sunday. I think it'll not be the same Celtic that turned up at the semi-final, I think. And it depends how Rangers play the night as well.
I was going to say, Graham, do you think he'll rest maybe players if he's do well tonight and then there's a game in the horizon? Do you think he might go, fuck it, Alex Lowry, this thing goes
could,
in there and
could,
all that?
I have seen talk of that where they might rest the best players for next week, which I'm going to be against, to be honest with you, because... Yeah. I think the way Celtic, it will not be the same team that were at Hampden a couple of weeks ago. I think they were right up for it. Leagues. I don't even like talking about it, like thinking of scenarios, because you're only just going to get let down.
Yeah,
there's no way.
Got to say, big congratulations to Kilmarnock. We were all gutted. I think every football fan in Scotland, sorry for Kilmarnock supporters out there listening to the podcast, but I think, and you guys know it as well, everyone and their dog was rooting for Arbroath. And Ricky, how's Ricky feeling after it, Grado?
Do you know what? I haven't spoke to him. I congratulated him because he got named in the Championship Team of the Week, but because I was in Liverpool at the weekend, I didn't even know the result to the next day. I was steaming on Friday night. I was absolutely blittered. So I knew what the score was, but I didn't realise how dramatic it was. Kicking the boys in the last minute of the game. So I was a bit gutted for them. But you know what? I think they could still do it in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, exactly. Congratulations.
And what an advertisement for Scottish football as well, that big massive crowd as well.
It was great. It was great to see that. If only we could get more of that. Congratulations, I have to say, to Cove as well. They went up from League One as well. And Queen of the South down from the Championship at the weekend.
That's a strange one. Not a strange one, obviously. They've not been very good for
you
this season.
You wouldn't have predicted that at the start of the season, right?
Definitely not. In fact, I think I actually maybe...
Went to Albion Road, are both to go down. I think you maybe.
I think I might have took Queens to win the week.
There we go.
Oh, in fact, did you and I not take Dunfermline?
Yeah, I think I took.
We did. With you and I took Dunfermline.
I wonder if I took Arbroath.
We'll go back and we'll sit the football daft at the start of the season.
Don't do that, man. Jesus Christ, man.
Right, so that's it. PFA Player of the Year is getting announced this Sunday. Callum McGregor, Tom Rogic, Craig Gordon and Regan Charles Cook all in contention for the Senior Award, and for the Junior Award, Calvin Ramsey, Connor Barron, both of Aberdeen, Josh Doig of Hibs and Leo Abada. Surprised at the list, guys?
Really? I'm quite surprised, but do you know what I'm really surprised at, right? It's the women's choices, right? Mm. There's a lassie that plays for Celtic called Jacinta Gala something, right? Her name's about that length on the page, right? And she get nominated for Player of the Year. She get nominated for Young Player of the Year, and she wasn't in the Team of the Year.
Now, that's
how did they decide that?
Crazy. That is absolutely mental. I never heard that.
That's happened in other category, in other divisions as well. I'm sure I've read that with the team. Has been announced.
Is it the players that vote for it? Is this the PFA ones?
I think it is the PFAs, because they were talking about that in the radio the other morning.
God, I'm not even going to try and pronounce her name. Galiba Darachari of Celtic. Bloody hell. Jacinta. Big Jacinta, there
that's
we
go. That's what she's got in the back of her jersey, Jacinta.
No wonder.
Did that give her long sleeves?
It cost you a fucking fortune to get that in the back of your shirt.
Fucking vinegar of Hesselhink, remember that in the back of that? Jesus, man.
I had to put it in a circular, you had to put a semi-circle.
That's right.
But aye, Grado, from a Rangers perspective, are you surprised not to see any Rangers players in the four?
Not really, because we've not, I mean, maybe a push Tavernier. Certainly in the young player, I'm kind of surprised. Nay, Bassey.
Yeah, that's.
I thought Bassey would have maybe been a shoo-in for it.
Bassey qualify for a young player.
Oh, do you know what? He probably doesn't. What's the age?
It's 21. He's 22.
Is it 21?
Oh, he's 20. Right, he's 22.
That's why you wouldn't be in there. He
right,
definitely
I take that back. Do you know what?
See if Leila Bada doesn't win that. There's something far from.
I think it Bada's a shoo-in for that, Chris. Chris, I'm coming you in this one as well. I thought Tom Rogic was a strange one. I thought there's been stronger players for Celtic. Callum McGregor, I think, deserves to be in there.
I think he's a great season. Oh, I think Rogic has been tremendous all season, mate. But I do think that there's players that should have been in there. Carter Vickers.
I was going to say Carter Vickers.
Am I getting this right? Sorry to cut you off. So this is the player. This is a shortlist that all the players in the league are nominated, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you just play. I think you nominate the players that they respect the most, to be honest with you, because for me, although Callum McGregor has been tremendous taking on the captaincy role, he's not been a standout player for Celtic this season, I don't think.
Right.
He's been a lot better than he was last season, but it just goes to show you how well they've all done this season, to be honest with you, John, because you could have any of them, for fuck's sake. Juranovic could be in there, you know what I mean? Jota, Kyogo, although he missed so much of the season, he was so influential when he was fit.
Yeah.
And again, on Sunday, comes back and he scores that header, you know what I mean? He settled the nerves quite early on. So there's just so many players for Celtic that could have been nominated. I just think that, for me, over the length of the season, of the four players that are picked, I think, ironically, you need to either look at Craig Gordon or Charles Regan-Cook.
Do you think those two could be Craig Gordon or Charles Regan-Cook? Yeah, among that for the winner?
You've got to look at the big picture. You know what I mean? See, without those two players, their teams would be nowhere for me. But whereas with Celtic, there's just so many that could have been nominated. Sure. It wouldn't surprise me if the trophy went to one of the other two.
Yeah, good show, good show. We're going to be talking more about Hibs and Football Daft Focus a bit later on, but we've got to talk, you know, obviously they got rid of Maloney, David Gray, we won't start with the David Gray puns this week, but Roy Keane, we'll be talking to Stuart from Hibs podcast in a minute, but I mean, that's exciting, isn't it? That's box office stuff, that. If Roy Keane's to sort something up in Scottish football.
Is it definitely going to happen?
Well, it was looking like it might have happened last year, and I'll tell you, my arse was making buttons because I wanted him nowhere near Celtic.
Yeah, but for Hibs, I mean...
Well, I don't know, the Hibs fans will probably feel the same way that I felt. However, I want Roy Keane in Scottish football, just no way Celtic. What I mean?
The thing is...
You take him off Sky, don't you? Because you love the other one. Sky. Had a Mika on Sky. Beautiful.
He's great entertainment on that. But with Elat, I mean, I could
get him on Sports Scene. What about
bring
Mika Richards as his right-hand man?
Aye. I mean, it would be great just for the post-match interviews and just for the blow-up. It would be fucking brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I mean, I would be excited to see Roy Keane turning up at Ibrox with his Hibs team. I think that would add to the atmosphere. I think Rangers fans would be right up for that a day. But I just can't see it lasting long.
Yeah, well, we'll get more into it when we talk to Stuart from Hibs Talk.
I see he follows out everybody, didn't he?
Aye, exactly. Yes. It'd be interesting to see what his take on it is. Finally, Nordic broadcaster, this is the first I've ever heard of him, Viaplay, has bought the rights from UEFA to show all the Scotland's men's national teams from 2024 to 2028. Scottish FA says it's held positive initial dialogue about some of the games being free to air, and fans will be able to watch the game through Viaplay website, TVs, game consoles, Apple TV, Google Chromecast. And Ian Maxwell from the SFA says, "We're pleased that Viaplay recognised the value of Scotland's men's national team and look forward to them broadcasting what will hopefully be yet more successful qualification campaigns."
So is that mere fucking money we've got to fork out to watch on another app?
Yep. That's what I'm saying, man. The one group of people that are going to be rubbing their hands for this is the folk that punt.
Aye.
Pun what? Say that till you've went off. Oh. I'm losing Toll, can you hear us?
Let's go to Coat Bridge now. Can we go to Coat Bridge? Can we go to Coat Bridge?
We can see him.
Yeah. Coat Bridge, can you hear us? Coat Bridge. We might have to move on, Grado. Coatbridge can't hear us.
Okay, we are having some technical difficulties, so wait, I'll discuss it. That is shite. For me, it's not that it's shite. There we go. But, John, that's another... Look at what you fork out for. You fork out for Premier Sports.
Yeah.
You fork out for Sky Sports.
Yeah.
You fork out for BT. Right? And it's just another one. And for me, international football... It's not a big thing for me. As I say, I don't really kind of. I've got my way to watch it, and so if they want more money,
Hold on. I'm getting word. Sorry to interrupt you. I'm getting word from Coat Bridge. Are we getting Coat Bridge?
Coat Bridge, you're muted. Remember, though.
Cobridge. We're back to Cobridge.
Back at Clifton Hill here, where Albion Rovers have just scored their eighth goal of the afternoon. but what I was saying, it's what, and I don't know if you agree with me, I think that when they make deals like this, it pushes folk away. Because I certainly wouldn't want to pay a subscription to watch what, five Scotland games a season or six Scotland games a season.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, Tol. I was just saying to John, we've got Sky Sports to pay for, BT to pay for, Premier Sports to pay for, and then that's another one, man. That adds up.
I know.
Do you think we go, right, this is taking the piss now, the amount I can't cancel Premier Sports. I've got two Premier Sports accounts. I can get rid of the one that's on my telly, but see, trying to get the one off my Fire Stick, it's murder trying to cancel it.
It's a nightmare. They're trying to cancel any sort of subscription apart from fucking something you've got through Amazon, I think, to be honest with you.
Nah, exactly. You're right. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, the pubs, again, you think about the pubs, like, I mean, back in the day, you just got your Sky Sports subscription, but pubs are having to fork out all this money as well. Because obviously, being in the pub trade or former member of the pub trade, you'll realise this and the amount of money that must go out the war, because they have to pay a premium fee, haven't they?
Yeah, they do. Like, and it, do you know how they rate it? It's not the same for every pub. It's when I had the pub, it was done by the yardage of your pub and the footfall.
Is that right?
Get in the street as well, aye. So like, when we had Sky, we were paying nearly £1,200 a month for Sky.
No way.
Fuck off, really?
Aye. Footfall as in how many folk are in the area?
Aye, like, see, like, because my pub was just off of Coatbridge Main Street. So basically the amount of footfall that you get in front of the shop, so people walking by and stuff like that. Like, they do it through the amount of people in the town.
Do you get boozers that just like fan it off and just date anyway?
Do you know what you can get? I'm not advising any publican to do this, okay? But Sky, I've got a wee pint symbol on the bottom.
That's aye, I remember that.
You can buy stickers to put on your telly.
That is fucking brilliant. Love that.
Again, we do not condone this at Football Daft. However, it is available.
Is smart thinking. Brilliant. We'll see what happens. Now for the Daft this week, would you like to hear about boys, the man that we worried our cat? Would you like to hear about the best crisp sandwich combinations?
Yes.
Or the man with nine wives? Right, we're going straight to the crisp sandwich combinations. This was a survey that was done by Subway. Credo.
Toll gave me an excellent recipe for a piece.
Right, we'll save that. Save that, right?
Right, okay.
Subway have named like the best combinations for crisp sandwich. See if you agree with us. The top five, right? So in at number five, cheese with salt and vinegar crisps.
I like that.
Yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
Four, salt and vinegar and cheese. Right.
What? Chicken salad with cheese and onion crisps.
I would eat that.
Aye. All right, aye.
Right. Meatball marinara with ready salted crisps.
I don't know about that.
Not having that one.
No, because it would soggy the crisps.
Right. I would go, see if you're going meatball marinara, you've got to go maybe a barbecue or something like that.
What about a Watsit over a meatball
that
marinara?
That would combust in the piece.
You can't have a Watsit with anything that's got any sort of moisture.
Residue.
Number two, tuna mayo with prawn cocktail.
I would take that, aye. I would take that. Mm-hmm.
And number one, this is the top one, chicken tikka with ready salty crisps.
Chicken tikka with ready salted, aye. Aye, I would go with that as well.
Chris, what's your best
at number one, John?
Right, okay.
Is a roll or a couple of slices of Warburton's bread or whatever.
Right.
Dairy Lee.
Right.
Cheese and onion squares. It's cannot dynamite. Be defeated.
It's right, dynamite, okay.
Mate. It's dynamite. He told me about it one day and I was like, wow. And I honestly have done it all that week. It was tremendous. See, another one that used to always do right was sea coronation chicken. Out the tub, kind of, you can get the sandwich funnels. See that with a packet of prawn cocktail crisps and Hunter's a lure pack. Try that.
Whoa.
Half pint of lure pack is all right by me.
You can't have any butter that's no lure pack, shite. It's got to be lure pack. Even the snidey lure pack.
What about Graham's butter? I like Graham's butter.
What's that? Never forget that.
That's the Scottish one and it's good.
It's all right, but it's no lure pack. It's a wee bit saltier than lure pack, which I quite like.
Graham's
butter. We're on to butter recommendations.
Is that the same geezer that do the milk?
Ah, it's the same ones that do the milk, aye.
We had the carton of the milk and one of the shows, ICW, it was in the fridge. And Jason Reed went into the fridge and he took it out. I was like, you can't use that. He says, I know. I says, it's Graham's. Hey!
Fantastic. Right, so that's your butter and recommendations. And Chris Sandwich recommendations for this week. But on Football Daft Focus, as I say, we're going to talk to one of the Hibs Talks hosts, Stuart Aitchison, about Maloney, Keane and everything going on at Easter Road. On the big question, after Alisson's shithousery, which we need to talk about, we're taking... he was after taking the piss out of Pickford. I don't know if you saw that the weekend, but we'll talk about that. And we want to hear your examples of football shithousery. The player profile playoff is on the way to win pies. Gradle has three riddles provided by the listeners. And on teammates is ex-Hibee and Celtic striker Derek Riordan. Boys, this week this podcast is sponsored by Harry's. Now, we all know Harry's, they're the super sharp razor company and they're here to revamp your whole routine from coarse shaves and flake-free hair all the way to clear, healthy skin. Harry's helps guys feel good. They've got a fantastic shower gel. You guys have both had the package through from Harry's, haven't you?
Yep.
And I got the travel pack as well last week. Took it down to Liverpool with me. Woke up Friday morning, looked like an absolute bus ball, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to use my Harry's. And I did. I stood in my hotel room, 10 to 9, just before I was about to go, slapped on that the cream that they give you.
That stuff wakes you up, does it?
It does, man. Wakes you up, man, and you smell good, and it's just an absolute gentle breeze getting all that shit off your face.
And I'll not name any other companies' names, but there's a mint and tea tree shower gel. That people go on about, right? Well, this Harry's face scrub is peppermint, right? So see, when you wash your face with it, you feel as if you're going through a tunnel at about 150 mile an hour. It is so refreshing, honest to God, it's amazing. So good.
And listen, you've got to get a trial set. In the trial set that Grail just talked about there, you've got to get the expertly engineered weighted handle of the razor, one five-blade cartridge, which is crafted in their German factory by artisans. You've got to get the shaver gel, which Chris is talking about, the travel blade cover if you're travelling to Liverpool, and you'll get free shower gel as well. Like Grail said, the shave's great. That shower gel just wakes you up. As well as the shaving foam as well. And here's some facts, guys. Shower gels, the face wash and skincare products can be added to shave plans at any time. And cleansing and exfoliating before you shave increases the chance of cleaner results. So you're going to need all this stuff in the trial set. And their products are formulated with 0% sulfates, parabens or dyes, and are alcohol-free, so there's no nastiness in there. So now, guys, we can get you sorted out for just the cost of the delivery, and it's dead easy. It's only going to cost you $3.95 to get that brilliant trial set sent to your door. harrys.com/daft. That's where you want to head right now. We'll put the URL in this week's description. harrys.com/daft. We get your set delivered. You can start a shave plan, and it's dead easy to do. So just get involved now. Try Harry's. It's time for Football Daft Focus as we get into the big talking points of Scottish football. Now, the big talking point this week, as it has been, I guess, all season, Hibs have had a bit of a nightmare season. End up in the bottom six, removed both Jack Ross and Sean Maloney, and now we're hearing that Roy Keane could be interested in the gig at Easter Road. So what is going on? On to tell us all about it, it's Stuart Aitchison from the Hibs Talk podcast. How you doing, Stuart?
Thanks, I'm fine. How you doing, guys?
Brilliant,
good, mate. Thank you.
Good. And you're asking me? Fuck yeah, I tell you what. I don't think anybody knows what's going on.
Where did it all go wrong, Stuart? Where did it all go wrong this season?
Honestly, it's very difficult. It was good this season with Jack Ross. And then, of course, he went. Sean Maloney came on, won the first two games. And then it just went fucking downhill since then. It's difficult. And to be honest, Sean Maloney's football was starting to progress. It's starting to show him playing, and especially the players playing in wee triangles and small areas. Well, we're starting to play wee bits of football, but it was the top third. The last third up top, we never had any, he had about 8 or 9 injuries, suspensions. We've got 2 centre forwards missing. Boyle got, he went away to Saudi. So, and we never replaced any of them. So we've not got a forward. That's it.
So see, before we go into Sean Maloney, did you want rid of Ross?
He's a good coach, but his football was like Darren McInnes's. It was eye bleeding. We were sitting there on our phone. We were bored. Honestly, right. Everybody's looking at each other and going, have we got to sit through this 90 minutes again? And I think that's... See, I think what the board had to look at is, I think, the actual fans were dwindling and the season books weren't turning up because the football was shit. Even though we're maybe drawn 1-1 or winning 1-0, you want to go there and see a wee bit of football, you know. And that's the thing, you know. You look down south and you look at Liverpool and Man United. Who do you go and watch? Go and watch Liverpool because Man United are they're shit as well. So it's the same as us. It's funny. I was listening to Sky last week, I think it was, and the pundits were talking about Man United, and you could actually think they were talking about Hibs. it was because on the park it's shit, and it comes for the board, Redo. It's coming for you up in the hierarchy, and what's happening is it's coming onto the park, and that's what I think. There's a wee problem, and then when he got rid of Sean Maloney. You know, I ended up on the STV News. I was on the BBC Radio.
Hey, what did you do?
I was outside the court. you know, they were asking questions and I lost the plot because they got me at the wrong time because I just think that Sean Maloney got sacked too early.
It happens all the time, Stuart.
Especially 19 games.
Aye, and as you say, that must be frustrating then if you're starting to see differences in the team and then at least get him to the end of the season.
Well, the thing is, if he got his forward line back, which, you know, Dodge, we don't know, but he came back from an injury and we think he took long COVID because that lad's never kicked the ball since. It looks as if he's lost weight. So I don't know, but it looks as if, you know, if that's the stories. We've got a guy, and he played no bad in the semi-final, Scott, up top. And he actually played no bad, but that was his first start in a hip strip since he came. And he came for Motherwell to Hull and Hull on loan. And we've had this guy all season. He's never kicked the ball for us.
Well, the boy, the pacey, is it Jasper?
He got injured. So we've had about 9 injuries, and it doesn't help. And Sean Maloney, as I say, what got me, guys, is the chairman, Ron Gordon, come out and said, right, we're bringing in this lad, Sean Maloney, out of left field, you know, just something we didn't even know that he would, the bookies didn't even know. And we brought him in, and it was for the long term. So it was for 3-year period to bring the young boys through to start this revolution of football, you know, like how Belgium play. That's what they thought. They got it wrong, he says. But it's all right saying that after that. Oh, I got it wrong. I'm really sorry. I apologise. But it's costing the club every time.
With the greatest will in the world, right? You need to look. You're saying we're playing football the way Belgium play. Belgium, we've got players like fucking Hazard and Lukaku and De Bruyne and all that.
Correct.
It's all well and good saying that you want them to play like that, but I want to see Celtic playing like that. I want to see Rangers fans want to see Rangers playing like that, but we don't have the personnel play that way.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And even that, playing in this league as well, trying to play that football, no?
Nah, exactly. You can't play it. And you can't go and, you know, play All-Weather Park and start playing all this nice wee tip-tappy football. You can yourself. You hit a ball like that and it goes skiting right out. You know, if they water it, because Livingston didn't like watering it, so it can play their way. But it's a shame. I felt sorry for Maloney because he was trying to play the correct way. It's not happened. He should actually be able to change the formation. He went for his 3-4-3 all the time. If he had said, you know, a good manager, you know, because I'm saying that I'm not a manager, but I think a good manager knows when to change it. When you're winning, go back to a, you know, a 3-5-2 or a 4-4-2. And you see all these good managers down south. They do it because they know when to. And he was stubborn in saying, I'm playing a 3-4-3. That's it. But listen, it's in hindsight. I've calmed down a wee bit now.
it seems like it. Everybody's talking about Roy Keane. Toss you a coin here, right? Roy Keane or Stephen Glass and Scott Brown?
Roy Keane.
I don't know. I think Brown and Glass would be a hangman. Would be a good fit at Hibs. Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Because I've got a couple of mates. I don't know why. I live in Livingston, and there's a few mates. You know, it's the Livingston, the Aberdeen fans. Weird, you know, but they were telling me, I'm like, Glass, and you know, up there is shit. You know, he was another one. He doesn't fit in Scottish football. I think he's came from America. He done nothing there, and he got a good, you know, a big club's Aberdeen. And
That's true.
I think the big thing with that was Brown actually playing. Maybe there would be a good duo together if the likes of it, whether Scott Brown hung up his boots now, if he concentrated on Brown and Glass as a management team rather than him playing. Maybe that would work out, but I don't think Hibs, that's too risky for Hibs to take on Glass. That's far too risky.
What about Lenny coming back?
But I'm surprised that there's no been more talk.
I don't know, because if you bring Glass in, if it doesn't work out, you get your deposit back.
See, the thing is with Lenny, he's just signed. He's away at a club.
He's loving it. Do you know, see, there was a story. I'm doing in the beach every day. I'm not getting abused.
When training's on. He's doing at the beach when training's on.
Right. Well, I mean, Roy Keane is a name that I guess is exciting. Easter Road lot. Stuart, is that who you want in now you've seen the name?
Well, put it this way, I've got the odds up here. Roy Keane's 2-1, right?
Ooh.
Malky Mackay, the nearest, 8-1.
I
wouldn't want Malky Mackay anywhere near my club.
Right.
Because what I've said on the Hibs Talk podcast the other day there, I went, Malky Mackay, if he didn't win, I don't know how many games he won, but let's say he won 6 games out of his 10 or 8 or whatever it was and got into the top 6. We wouldn't even be talking about the guy because they hated him. They wanted him out of Ross County at Christmas. He's went on a nice wee run and he's nicked into 6th place. So we wouldn't even be chatting about the boy if he didn't even do anything in the last 2 months. So him, Kevin Thompson's on it at 10-1, but he's a part-time manager. And I don't like this Hibs players coming back because, listen, I've been supporting Hibs for 50 years, right? And we've had Pat Stanton, John Blackley, Sozzi. The names could rattle off. I could rattle them off and they've done nothing. The only one that done it was probably Eddie Turnbull and that was a way back to 72. So that there... When you bring I think if you bring a Hibs, an ex-Hibs player coming in, they've got to do really well. And that's why I feel sorry for David Gray, because I like the guy and what he done for Hibs, but David Gray, you know, I wouldn't want him as a manager because we call him Sir David Gray. So what happens if he loses, you know,
back to just David Gray.
Back to David. And they'll talk to him. You know what I mean? That's the thing. Can
they all
hate him?
There is always that. It's like us when we had McCoist, right? You're like...
Aye.
He is a hero. You're a hero. And you just... It's very uncomfortable.
You feel bad.
But it is a horrible feeling. But it is a horrible feeling. And I think that's a lot of shite. And I see all that... He kens the club inside out. He knows what it's like to play for that. In the grand scheme of things, that doesn't mean a lot. Especially in today's game.
The fucking dinner women know exactly what the club's like and all that. You wouldn't pick that.
So Roy Keane's the man then, Stuart, aye.
Well, are we a bad bunch? Yeah. Well, look, honestly, I'm looking at there's Roy Keane, Malcolm McKay, Kevin Thompson, Derry McInnes. Fuck,
thought Cocu is 16-1.
Okay.
I wish he was John Dick Campbell.
Fuck, shut up. Fuck it, hell.
Done a better job than any Hibs manager this season.
I can that, but I'm saying he's on retirement. James McPeak, fucking hell, he can't even do anything at Dundee. See, it's another ex-Hibs player. That's the thing. I mean, it's like...
What about another ex-Hibs player, Paul Hartley?
Listen, you know what? Paul Hartley, he done really well at Hibs.
Don't fucking take him, Stuart.
No,
he's a supporter. Don't fucking take him. He'll ruin your club.
They're talking Gary Monk and Jonathan Woodgate. There's no chance.
Gary Monk, I've never even heard of his name.
Fuck. And, you know, Ian Holloway, the guy's retired. Paul Lambert. Pop, you know, it's Kenny Jackett and all these guys. The bookies are just fucking typing any name in and just saying if anybody puts a pound on. Get what I mean? So, Roy Keane, if it is him, but I've always said our owner, I think he'll come out with some guy from America or something that we didn't even get him. He always comes out with something that we've never heard of or something away left wing. Honestly, I think if Roy Keane does come, he's got to bring in the correct number two as coach. He's got to have a good... You know what I was saying about Brian Rice? Huh? Brian Rice is he's a good coach. He's maybe no manager.
Yeah.
But no. You know, it could be someone that, like, he might just say to David Gray, another wee thing I'm thinking out of the box as well, if Keane took it. Keane is pals, well, he speaks to Gary Neville every day. Well, who's best pals with Gary Neville is David Gray. Because the two of them, David Gray was second or third right back at Man United. When Gary Neville and all the young crew were coming, was it Class A 82, was it? Was that
92.
Class A 92 were coming through. David Gray was there. And he was second or third behind Gary Neville. So who's to say that Keno's not sent to Neville, go and speak to David Gray, see what's happening up there. Aye. Is it gone nuts behind it, the scene, or... You know, maybe bring him in as his number two. I don't know.
Then maybe Beckham. Maybe Beckham could be there as well. And then maybe
Scholes. By the way, Beckham's in shit. His team's crap now. He's going to be sacking the other Neville.
But I think it's just, it's what's the word? Blockbuster, innit? We just, like some when Gerrard come up, I feel as if a lot of eyes was on Scottish football. No, for Keane, everybody watches Sky. Everybody would be tuning in to see that first post-match interview. See Hibs, it doesn't go well. They got a player sent off. There's a dodgy penalty. I mean, everybody would want to see that. It's entertaining. And football's entertainment at the end of the day, isn't it?
It's box office.
Guys, Roy Keane would be absolutely mental. It's a massive signing. And then I read something 2 days ago. And I don't know, did you see Robbie Keane on Sky on Monday Night Football? They were talking about after the game. I can't remember what game it was, probably shit. But they were talking about Robbie Keane's his career. And, you know, he started off at, like, it was Wolves and then Balticello up and whatever. And then they were talking about him. He's trying to get into coaching. He's got his badges, he's wanted to be a manager, he's been number two and whatever. And then somebody was saying, I read in an article a couple of days ago saying that Roy Keane coming with Robbie Keane as assistant. I thought, oh, fuck, how good would that be? Mm. You know?
You want a good appointment, but you don't want to be too keen.
Brilliant, super. Stuart from the Hibs Top Podcast, thank you so much for coming and joining us in football.
No bother, guys.
Your time, mate. Right,
cheers. All the best. Bye bye.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Football Daft's big question.
Right, guys. Did you see the Merseyside derby at the weekend?
I was in Liverpool at the time, man. I just... what was the score? 2-1?
2-0.
2-0.
It was 2-0. And there was absolute... shithousery from Alisson at the end, which I loved, where he basically did the goalie thing, because Pickford was doing it all match of, you know, when you get the goalie gets the ball and just goes down to waste time, Gredo. Alisson, for no reason at all, got the ball and just fell down like that, taking the piss out of Pickford. Absolutely loved it. Complete shithousery, and we all love a bit of shithousery in football, Daft. What's your favourite bit, guys?
The first one that pops into my head is, who was the player that played for Arsenal and Man City, and he scored the goal and he ran all the way up the fucking park to the other end to celebrate against the ex-fans? What'd you call him again?
Adebayor.
He played with Man City at the time, and he ran all the way up to the Arsenal fans. Remember that?
That's right. I do remember that. By the way, he's a lucky guy.
That was, how, when you think about it, that was bad, man. Isn't it? Hey, I'll tell you.
Imagine, like, yeah, I tell you, right, Gregor?
Hey, he was lucky he never got shot.
But I am total shithousery, Chris.
Shithousery, man. Fucking.
It's shithousery stuff like his wear lights, like Boyd, when he would, like, when he's smiling or that kind of thing.
What about when Ayo Berkovic was getting a bit of hassle off the Celtic fans, and he scored and started giving them that one, remember? Remember, he was running by and he was going, get up, you shit bastards.
Does that count?
I would say that. He still played for Celtic. He's doing it to his own fans. And Kanchelskis standing on the ball against their United.
Oh, that was out of order. Out of order. I think you've just got to give, like, anything involving Andy Robertson for Liverpool, is just the king of shithousery. Remember when it was it the World Cup final, where it was like, I think Manny got booked or something, and you seen Robertson mouthing, "I'll get him for you, I'll get him for you. And then in the next 5 minutes he goes and absolutely halves the boy and just, like, was talking to him while he's on the floor. Andy Robertson is the absolute king. In fact, there's videos out there of Andy Robertson's complete shithousery if you check it out on YouTube.
Bring him home, John.
Exactly. But let's go to the listeners, see what they're saying. Gio Van Opposition says, Neymar, anytime he plays Celtic, Ralston still has mayors about it.
David says, Valverde wiping out Morata when he was clean through and goal within 5 minutes, left of the extra time, went on to penalties. It was beautiful.
Sean says, as much as I hate him, Scott Brown against Aberdeen when he just stood up and swaggered off after being wiped out.
That was good. David says, Valverde wiping out Morata when he was clean through on goal with 5 minutes left of extra time.
Aye, that's a good one, man.
That was great.
Imagine somebody had just read that a minute ago.
Grant says one for producer John. Oh God, SPL denying Falkirk promotion three times for, I think it was twice, I think, Grant, for not meeting the stadium criteria of 10,000, only to drop it 6,000 to criteria once Falkirk built the new stadium. Yes, thank you very much for the reminder of that.
Dead Sea Souls, he says, IWR running it looks like 22 trillion yards to celebrate in front of the Arsenal fans.
Oh, that's the band Dead Sea Souls that we had on a couple of weeks.
Ryan says, Scott Brown applauding off Ryan Kent when he played against Aberdeen. He's wrote Hadji. I didn't want him to look like a dick, so I've changed it to who it actually was.
Ah, sorry, Ryan. Grant says, soon as planting the Galatasaray flag in the middle of the pitch.
That is the biggest one.
That is absolutely... No,
the boys to do that.
I know. Couple of late entries have come in after the football last night. The wee boy running on the pitch to get Kevin De Bruyne's shirt and not getting it from that.
Tuesday night?
It was. And finally, Tomsh in 243 on Twitter says, without doubt, Mo Johnson saying he was signing for Celtic, then signing for Rangers, the biggest bit of shithousery in football ever. It is the Player Profile Playoff with Piesports.com, bringing you the taste of Scottish football direct to your door and all forms of pie. Scotch, steak and gravy, macaroni, doner pie, steak and haggis, sausage. Oh, it's all going on at Piesports. And you can get them to your door. Just check out their website, Piesports.com. Scotland. And you can give them a call as well. 0141.
He's got a mouthful of that doner pie.
Double nine. And it's so fucking unforgiving, this podcast. It really is. We like to give them away on Football Daft every week, and we're going to try and give them away this week to Bobby, who's a Rangers supporter. Hello, Bobby.
How's it going, guys? All right?
Hi, good mate.
Good to see you. You've been on this before, haven't you?
I was on the running for Wrestling Daft.
I made a bit
of an arse yet. I was too drunk and didn't really say much.
Ugh, no, you were fine, mate. I remember that because I never forget that second name. I love names like that. Bobby Carmichael.
We got a bit sidetracked with the key demo and all that. So,
what were we talking about?
They get the demographic. We got sidetracked with that.
Oh, fuck, aye.
That's Rab's chat. That's kind of Rab's banter, that sort of stuff. Bobby, you have a question for us, don't you?
Aye, just to see if you've got a full house. There's pub door there.
He's fucked his off, mate. He's apparently away doing the boozer, mate.
When you watch a game.
Aye, well, I'm doing the same, but I'm here.
Exactly, mate. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. Bobby can make it to the podcast, but Stephen Purden can't. There you go. Do you think you're better than Bobby, Stephen Purden? Do you?
Stephen thinks he's better than Bobby.
Right, okay. We're going to try and give you pies, Bobby, since you're sacrificing the pub to come on today. You know how the game works, I think. We're going to read a player description out. Jump in with the answer with your buzzer. Get it right, you get a point. First to two wins. Get it wrong, play hands to the other person. You can't come back in. All right.
All good.
What's your buzzer going to be, Bobby?
Gio.
Right, who would you like to play? Chris or Grado?
I think Grado's surprisingly good at these.
Yep.
Surprisingly, did you like Grado?
See why I play. What do you mean surprisingly?
To be fair, I wouldn't think you'd be that good at them, but you're actually pretty good to be
honest. Is it because this podcast so far has been like, what do you think of that, Grado? Aye, man, it's good.
I got really interested earlier on when we started talking about butter and what recommendations for butter and crisp sandwiches.
I could talk about that, but see, talking about everything else, I can't be asked talking about that. You're right.
I had to go and pick up my curtains today, right? I know this is a wee bit going to the side.
Here we go.
The woman that does my curtains is my mate, Big Eugene.
You've got a woman that does your curtains? Hold on.
And her name's Eugene?
Specific woman
it's my mate, but she's his auntie, right? So I went in and she's like, he's still involved with the wrestling? I went, aye, we've got a show next Saturday at the Pavilion. She's like, is that with that big Draco? Grado, she's like, that's what I meant.
Bobby, would you like to play Draco or would you like to play Chris?
I'll go with Tom.
Yes, come on.
He's been gearing for this. Here we go.
Funny you say that, Andy Gorham would call me Tony Draco.
Grado's been stingy with the pies as well the last couple of weeks.
This is true. This is very true. Well played, Bobby.
It's a tactical manoeuvre.
This is tactical. I like that. I like that. Right, okay. This week, boys, it is players that have won Player of the Year. Obviously, it's the PFAs on Sunday. So it's all players that have won Player of the Year. All right. What's your buzzer going to be, Bobby?
Gio.
Oh, you've given me yours, Chris.
G'day.
Right, here we go then. First player out. This player won Player of the Year in 2003-2004 after scoring 16 goals in 37 appearances for Celtic.
G'day.
Chris.
John Hartson.
Fucked it. It was his fifth season at the club, with one of his big moments being an injury time winner against Rangers at Celtic Park to give his side... go, Bobby.
Chris Sutton.
Chris Sutton, it is one.
I said that. Well done, mate. Well done, Mr. Carmichael.
Right, here we go. Next player out. This striker spent 6 years in Scotland, starting his career at Falkirk before a move to St Mirren and then Motherwell. He scored 26 league goals in 2012-2013, becoming the best goal scorer the Steel
won since... Michael Higden.
Michael Higden is the correct answer.
Oh, wow. I never got that.
Non-Old Firm player to win the award, don't you know? There you go. Wow. Remember, did he not get arrested after the night out? He got arrested on the night out.
That's right.
Yeah,
so he died after he won the hangman.
That's right. Aye, he won the award and got arrested that night.
He not scored a goal against Celtic that day as well. Millwall beat Celtic. What a day for that guy, yeah?
Right. Okay. Final player out. This is for the win. This centre-half won the award in 2002 in his penultimate season at Rangers.
G'day.
He turned to...
Quella.
Quella, you say?
Yes.
You're wrong. I will continue with the clue. He returned to form after falling out with Dick Advocaat and thrived under Alex McLeish. He left Rangers after scoring the winning goal in the Scottish Cup final, moving to Blackburn, and now is a sexy bastard in Italy. Gio. Yes, Bobby.
Amoruso.
Well done, mate.
Fantastic.
Well done, Bobby. You've won it, mate. Wait, how do you feel?
Good. As long as it wasn't a whitewash, but I've came out on top.
You've beat him, man. Not many folk beat two.
There you go. Well played, Bobby.
I don't think I've won for a while, right enough.
I know. Chris got too excited too quickly there. Well done, Bobby. You've won the pies.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Well done,
yeah,
Bobby.
Later, mate. Yeah, by the way, I've ever told you about the time that I got to the PFA Awards through Ricky.
Aye.
Yes, you have, Grado. Yes, you have. Right. And that's it. If you want pies, just like Bobby's just won himself, head to piesports.com now.
Now
time for
Grado's Three Riddles on Football Death.
It's that time of the week where we can all get riddled. Here we go, Grado's Three Riddles back once again. Here we are, the scores on the boards currently stand at. John, let me...
Right, here we go. Last week's riddle was this. It was, Anne's a bit of an artist and always behind the wheel. Anne's a bit of an artist and always behind the wheel. And what was the answer to that riddle?
Duncan Shearer.
Andrew Driver.
It was Andrew Driver. Duncan Shearer, where'd you get that from? You say that every week, do you? Just Duncan Shearer.
Right.
Right, now, remember Ali Dixon, right? Ali Dixon signed up to the Patreon so he could get the riddles earlier and get points.
That's
and
right. That's
he
right.
got it in first, but listen to what Ali says. Honestly, see if that's right. I'll give it a miss for a few weeks and let someone else get it. I've got a day off tomorrow, so literally just turn the Xbox off and grab my phone to head out with the dog, and the podcast has popped up. Ridiculously lucky timing for me. Shame my luck shite when it comes to coupons. So should we give Ali the point this week, and then he can kind of retire for a few weeks and then come back, right? So Ali gets
I don't mind me retire, because anyone will be on the Patreon.
All right, well, you need to be like Ali. Everyone be like Ali. Get signed up to Patreon.
Everybody who's listening, sign up to Patreon. It'll be the lowest tier. Don't worry. It'll keep us in electricity and gas.
There you go. Patreon.com/footballdaft. So the current scores on the board means Kian Toe is on one. Ali McDowell's on one. Pat the Pallet Prick, one. Declan Ramage is on one. Ian Meikle, one. Jack's on one. Ali Dixon is now on three. John Mitchell's on two. Ryan Labar, two. Producer Ryan, two. Nicola Burton, two. Albert Sledging, three as well. Dean's on eight. Stephen's on 21. John's on 23. That is me. And Chris is on 37. And Grado has three riddles.
Right, I'm going to have to say some of them that are getting sent are shite.
Right, so are you right, okay, thanks for that. By the way, maybe you should start that right with thanks for everyone. Let's try and work this again. Thanks for everyone for sending in your fantastic riddles. I really, really appreciate
some, it. But some are good, your game. Some are not so good.
How do you find your mic? Because some people are going, they've sent me the riddles on the Discord. How do you get DMs in Discord?
I don't know how you do that. You can, if you want to join, you, that's part of our Patreon as well, the Discord channel. Grado, a lot of people have sent you on them on Twitter as well, but they can't get into your inbox. So.
No, get me on Instagram.
Get Grado on Instagram.
Because I need to follow you. I need to follow folk
right.
like that.
You're not going to get a follow for Grado.
And folk retweet shite.
You'll get a follow for Grado.
Follow Friday.
Right. There you go. So,
listen to that, Doug. Clyde! Look at that, because she's going to... Listen to that, can you hear that?
I heard that.
Right, anyway, okay, right, here we are for the first riddle of Football Daft this week. Let's do it, and we'll do it like this. Buzz and Woody's owner, who tells the daddy sheep to start. Buzz and Woody's owner, who tells the daddy sheep to start.
Right, so Andy.
Okay, so it's Buzz and Woody's owner who tells the daddy sheep to start.
Andy.
Ram, Andy, Ram.
It's a daddy sheep.
Andy Ram, that's so funny.
Andy Ram star. Andy Ram beginning. Andy Ram. Andy Ram. Daddy sheep. That's a ram, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. Like, think about who you're saying. Say that again.
Andy Ram.
Andy Ramage. Andy Ram.
It's staring at his right in the face, man. It's unreal.
Andy Ramsey? No. Aaron's brother.
Then I'm go.
Buzz and Woody's owner who tells the daddy sheep to start.
Andy Shepherd.
Remember, this is not me. I wouldn't have said to start. I'd maybe have said to... Buzz and Woody's owner who tells the daddy sheep to start.
What would you have said? Because we're more on your wavelength.
Right, okay, I would have maybe have said who tells the daddy sheep to move it or something like that. Right,
Andy Ramgo.
Andy Ramgo! You are so close, it's hilarious. Andy Ramgo! Oh, mate, this is dead entertainment.
Andy Gorham!
Oh, what?
Andy, oh, that was good. Go. That was good, man. That was good. That was brilliant. Andy Ramgo.
Before we go any further as well, thoughts out for the whole podcast, Andy Gorham.
Absolutely.
Aye, definitely, without a doubt. Hang in there, big man. We're all thinking about you. Right, okay. Here we go. Second one.
Andy Ramgo.
Andy Ramgo.
Right, here we go. Right, this one's fairly easy. I usually get this in 10 seconds. Govan Nisbet that's lost his pooch.
Scott Douglas.
There we go.
Rab Douglas. Yeah.
Right, he sent me a foot. This is off the same guy even for last week, but his ones are good. I'm going to go for this one. That was Rangers football shots again on Instagram. Let's go for Charles Laird. He has sent a riddle and he says, twist a popular drink and 50% in Scottish dialect. Twist a popular drink, 50% in Scottish dialect.
Ooh.
Keane might get us. Keane can get us.
Twist a popular drink.
Mm-hmm. Twist a popular drink in 50% in Scottish dialect.
50% in Scottish dialect is Hoff.
Mm-hmm.
Something Hoff. Oliver Bierhoff.
Oliver Bierhoff!
That is a belter. What an absolute belter.
So well, there you have it. This is great. So guys, if you want to send him some riddles, then do so on the Gradle Instagram page. Just send it there and I'll be able to pick it up.
And this week's riddle for the listeners, this goes out from, again, from Dale Candlish, who can't get into Gradle's DMs, so he sent them on the Facebook, so I've seen them. So this is for all the listeners. This is your riddle for next week. The government and a rapper goes with it. The government and a rapper goes with it. Who's that? Get in touch. And in the meantime, hit the theme tune. It is time for the Football Daft Moment of the Week. Drum roll, and the results are in from last week. In last place, it's Gradle's nomination of Mark McGee switching off his heating and not eating. That's really disappointing. Really disappointing. 11%.
Bastards.
Not having that. Listener Craig was next with John Hartson's book of offside after he appeared not to understand the offside rule during the Old Firm. He got 26%, though, and it means it was very tight for the final two, and it came down to Chris Toll and Stephen Purdon. Unfortunately, it was Chris Toll that was in second, with Stephen's drunk tweeting after the Old Firm match.
Ah, that took a lot to beat, man.
And, I mean, Stephen, who's not here, he's in the pub, got first place with goal to the opposition, obviously.
We're all sitting here like fannies, eh?
Exactly. Now, Chris, Steve's not here, so that means Chris gets to pick his moment of the week first. Chris, what are you going for?
Fuck.
Fuck. You're just going for fuck. Explain.
After the Kilmarnock and Arbroath game last Friday night, obviously whoever's in charge of the Arbroath social media had been having a few during the game. And after the final whistle was blown, they simply tweeted, fuck.
It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. Jacob, was Fairman that was in charge of the Arbroath account?
I like to think you did.
Let's just say Fairman grabbed the social media guy's phone and find out. That can't have been real.
Genuinely.
Seriously?
Aye.
No, it never happened.
It was genuinely an Arbroath account.
Honestly, aye.
It's not been hacked or anything. It's just went by the end.
Really, that definitely happened?
Yes.
You see, the thing is, that's the sort of thing that gets you eyes on your club and gets you followers.
Did they delete it?
No. I think it's maybe still up there. Maybe they did delete it.
No, I think you're certainly for believing that.
It was real, mate. It was genuine, Gradle. It was definitely real. And I hope Fermer was behind it. I really do hope Fermer was behind it.
Oh, hi, they did delete it.
Did he delete it?
Oh, of course he would have deleted it. They can't, but if that is true, nothing's fucking beaten that. They actually tweeted fuck at the end of the game.
That was just fuck.
Amazing. So there we go. That's Chris Toll's nomination. Gradle, what's yours?
My nomination is going to be Charlie Adams fucking diving. I mean, I saw this on Saturday and I put it in the chat right away, but come on, man. What age is he? He's carrying on like that.
It was my pal Callum. It was his tweet that went viral. Callum was on the show, the Dundee United supporter.
From
Super Scoreboard. It was Callum that just filmed it on the telly and it picked up because Gary Lineker retweeted it and all this sort of stuff. So it blew up totally.
I seen a lot of English fans going, is that fucking Charlie Adam? Because obviously, back in the day, they were going, no way, is Charlie Adam still playing football? Some of the replies were brilliant. But you need to, if you've no saw this yet, you need to see this dive. There's nobody anywhere about him. And it's no even if it's a dive, it's like an old man falling, isn't it?
I just think he couldn't be arse running, Charlie Adam. He just went, fuck it, I'm just throwing myself down here.
But it's top quality entertainment.
Remember when Ian Wright scored for West Ham and he ran and he just dived? It was exactly what it was like.
Absolutely. So, Charlie Adams dive from Gradle. And since Stephen's not here, I'm going to get a nomination this week. And I've got to nominate Rylan. You know, he basically, Kelty Hearts at the weekend there, they had their presentation of their League Two trophy. And Rylan's waded into the Kelty Hearts Twitter and just went, cinched it. Congratulations. He's only gone in. They've only gone and cinched it.
I fucking love Ryland.
So damn it. I love Ryland and his ma.
So Ryland's basically congratulated. And who knew Ryland was a Kelty Hearts man? But then he's went to that. So there's this thread then kicks off on the Kelty Hearts Twitter. It's like, trying to understand the connection here, said Gus McLeod. He goes, someone really, oh, Ryland does the cinch TV ads. And then Gus comes back and going, oh, yeah, I was wondering. And then Gaz comes in with, must get paid every time he tweets it. And then Ryland comes back and went, fucking wish I did, mate.
I like Ryland because he's real. Do you know what I mean? And he's a grafter.
He doesn't look real, but...
No, he doesn't look real, but he's... See, he's a, we were talking about him wrestling Daft. He's an absolute grafter. He does everything. Does his presenting.
A good worker.
He's a great worker. But that was a good worker.
He is as well. He's naturally... I watch him. I like seeing him on Celebrity Gogglebox. He's funny.
Mm-hmm,
he's not, him and his ma bounce off each other so well. It's brilliant, man.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. So there you go. That's,
and obviously,
that's
I've modelled my beard on him and all. You know what I mean?
So that's my nomination. And the Listener's Cup nomination comes from, I don't know if you saw this, a lot of people dived in this. This is from Ian. The picture of Bobby Madden that went on social media with Leipzig away, Union Jack, Union Jack, Union Jack, and We Are the People. And I believe there's been a further Instagram photoshopping for Bobby Madden, which is obviously doing the rounds in the group chat, because producer Ryan sent one into our group chat as well, the Football Daft group chat, with him on Instagram saying, I'm in Greece, but I wish I was really in Leipzig. You know,
we're the boys.
I mean, come on now, who's Bobby Madden? So I'm going to put that in.
I feel like we're sorry for Bobby Madden, because he's just, anything he puts up now is just obviously going to get photoshopped, and he likes putting up wee pictures now and again. He's just going to get ripped every time, man. Poor big guy.
I know.
It was Orthodox Easter last week as well. And he put up a wee thing saying, happy Orthodox Easter, my friends in Ukraine and somewhere else, wasn't it?
Aye.
And that got fucking done as well. Greece and Ukraine it was, and then all of a sudden he's walking through the fucking, what do you call the place where all the Greeks fought? What was it called? The Colosseum?
The Colosseum.
Pictures of him in the Colosseum and all that. Aye. But you know what? You've made the bed, Bobby.
So there you go, Bobby Madden's fake Instagram is from the Listeners. So what is your Football Daft moment of the week? Will it be Grado's?
Adam Falls.
Will it be Chris's?
Fuck.
Or will it be mine? They've only gone and cinched it. Or will it be Bobby Madden's fake Instagram? You decide right now. Get onto Twitter at Football Daft Pod, cast your vote, and we'll find out what the moment of the week is next week. No, that's the next big grader.
What's your wrong hang? Fuck.
Remember, you can get more content from this podcast if you sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/footballdaft. We've talked about it a bit on the show. You'll get into the Discord. You'll get the first chance at the riddles as well if you want to get on the scoreboard. Get involved now. There's plenty of tiers to choose from. And we're going to be hopefully, well, maybe not hopefully from Grado's perspective, but hopefully from Chris's perspective, we're going to be doing our FIFA night in May, which coincides with the Europa League final. So if Rangers do get to the Europa League final, we'll rearrange it. But if they don't, that'll happen. So you need all the details. Get involved, patreon.com/footballdaft. And on there, you will find our previous guests. If we keep saying it, we need to start getting guests back on. We really do. But you'll hear them all up there, patreon.com/footballdaft. All our teammates, because we recorded wee extra bits of all the guests when they were on the podcast, and we asked them lots of questions like, who's the best you've played with? Who's the worst dressed in the dressing room, man? Who is the top shagger? And you'll be able to hear our teammates right now with Hibs and Celtic star Derek Riordan.
Worst dressed.
Oh, I'll probably say Bruni. Bruni was terrible as well, to be fair. Like,
aye.
You can always go with the foreigners. Foreigners are always the worst dressed, to be honest. but I'd say Bruni's up there. We are foreigner anyway for curd and beef, so. So, aye, Bruni's up there, to be fair, aye.
I think somebody did somebody not say Bruni a couple weeks ago too.
It's always either Scott Brown or Neil Lennon that gets
Neil Lennon, aye. They too. When we get like ex-Celtic people and whatever or Hibs, whatever, they always say Scott Brown or Neil Lennon, man. What do you think?
It's funny when the post pictures of the day Scott Brown signed for Celtic, the gear he's got is hilarious.
He's got the bootcut jeans and the cigarette tap.
Oh, aye.
Monius.
Probably. Nippy. Nippy come to me was probably Gary Caldwell.
Aye.
Aye. No money, but just to do my nothing, like, to be fair. Aye. It was always him that sort of stuck in my head. He was Nippy's, innit?
Who do you want to back you up in a fight?
Starkey, probably. Graham Stark.
Aye.
Aye. Goalie. We met Hibs.
Oh.
Aye.
Hard,
I do remember him actually.
Big goalie Hans, man. Big goalie Hans. He's good for backup.
He's a hardy. Hardy down to earth guy, like.
Best looking?
Oh, I don't know. Ian Murray.
Ian Murray, there
we go.
Former guest of the show, there we go. Current Celtic manager. Aye, he's grown before.
He's got that tan skin and dark hair. That's what the birds go for, so if I'm seeing him.
Teacher's pet.
Oh, there's a few in that. Stephen McManus.
Yep. I can see that, by the way.
Aye.
Definitely.
There we go, man, big man.
I could get a story, but I can't do that because it's no good. So, no.
We sure you can't tell us, though?
No.
No.
could get in trouble, so no.
Most skillful?
Most skillful? Probably I'd say Aidan. Aidan was brilliant, Celtic.
Aye.
Really good. Aye, he was brilliant. If you wanted him one-on-one with a player, he'd beat them, no problem, Mike.
Worst trainer?
Probably Boric.
Aye.
Aye. There's absolutely loads of worst trainers, to be fair. Boric used to get fined every week. Come and reek in all the time.
I love that swally, don't he?
I'll quite a lot of the Polish are like that, to be fair. A lot of them like them heavy, like ones I've played with anyway.
He's still done the business, but didn't he? Still decent goalie.
Best goalie I've played with, like, and seen. Yeah. Brilliant.
Who never gets the round in?
Not to say, Derek, if you can't pick somebody, it must be you, mate.
Nah, it's not me. I'm out all the time. It's trying to get players out, that's the problem. So, I don't know. Nah, I've never really heard that with football teammates, to be fair.
Nah.
Obviously, your pals, you've got a few pals that are always like that, like. But no football wise, I've not met that.
Biggest BAM up merchant?
Probably Aidan and Bruni back in the day, aye. I would say it was then Chris Killen, aye. It was the same wee group.
Aye.
Same wee group, that's who it was, aye.
So if you come in, you seen them laughing in a corner, you knew somebody was getting it, aye?
Aye, you sort of tipple. You've just got to be a bit streetwise. Some people on the streetwise, obviously. But you can what's happening and stuff, so you can who the main suspects are all the time, anyway.
Top Shagger.
Fuck knows. I don't know. Nah.
No comment. Stay him clear, that one.
Somebody that was single, probably.
Best you've played with?
I'd say Nakamura's probably the best I've played with.
Chris Bowles a big fan of Nakamura, ain't you, Chris?
Aye. Game is brilliant.
One of my favourites of all time, but I forgot about him in my all-time Celtic team. Forgot to put him in it.
Nightmare. I did. Tommy Gravesen as well. I mean, you didn't really see much of Tommy, but you see in training and that, he was an absolute animal, but passing and everything, technique, everything, he was brilliant, man. But I would say Nakamura was probably the best I've played with. Never gave the ball away much, to be honest.
So that's it for this week's Football Daft. Thank you very much for listening. Really appreciate that. Games happening at the weekend, guys. It's the last games in the Championship, League One and League Two this weekend before the playoffs. It's pretty much all kind of done down there. Really. Eight goal swing it'll take for Raith to reach the playoffs. Between them and Partick, Partick are air away while Raith have Kelly at home, so I can't really see that happening. We talked about Queen of the South, they're down. But in the relegation playoff place, it's between Dunfermline and Ayr. Fifers are against Queen of the South and at home, so it's a dead duck game for Queen of the South. So, and Ayr are away to Partick, so you would think it's probably going to be Ayr going down to playoffs. Unfortunately, I wish fucking Dunfermline had been in the playoffs. That would have made my
That's a derby as well, on Kilmarnock, isn't it?
Kilmarnock
100% wanted to stick a knife right.
We're up to our knees in Ayr blood.
Yeah,
is that what they sing?
I'm sure they sing that, aye.
Aye, well, Ayr are away to Partick, so it doesn't really matter, Chris, so that's fine.
Who gives a fuck?
League One's all wrapped up, Cove went up as champions, Airdrie Montrose and Queen's Park are in the playoff there, while Dumbarton are in a relegation playoff with East Fife, who are down, so Dumbarton are in the playoff there, and then down in League Two, obviously you guys... Obviously, by the way, Falkirk can still finish seventh. Falkirk can still finish seventh. Fucking unbelievable. I walked out of the gate. Well, they've now got a pub in the South Stand. 60. Connor Salmon fucking scored against us. Connor fucking Salmon scored against us. And that was enough for me at 2-0. I got up. I started shouting and abuse at all the players. My mates were like, "Aye, we saw you at the weekend, John. We were trying to wave to you, but you were too busy abusing all the players." Walked into the South Stand.
What did you shout, John?
Just like, "You're a fucking disgrace to the jersey." Fucking disgrace. Walked out the ground, went
John,
to the club.
Celtic and Falkirk have got something in common this season.
What's that, Chris?
Connor Salmon scored against us.
Salmon scored against. So there you go. So Falkirk can still finish seventh in League One if we don't beat Queen's Park and Peterhead and Alloa win. So in League Two, Kelty won, obviously. Ryland congratulated them on the Ryland. And four for Anna and Edinburgh City are in the playoff down there. Cowdenbeath are in the playoff against the Lowland League or the Highland League winners as well. So they could be facing either Fraserburgh or Bonnie Rigg Rose, who obviously won the Lowland League. So
Bonnie Rigg are a good side, man.
Well, they beat the Coast, the Rangers and the Celtic Coast sides. You know, I think Rangers were third and Celtic fifth at the moment. I think there's a couple of games still to play, but
it doesn't matter if they win it anyway. They can't come up.
Can they not come up? I thought they could come up to a certain point. No,
Team hasn't moved. Team does not move or something. Didn't say on it.
Oh, right. I thought they were allowed into League Two or League One, but they're not. But no, they're just to stay in the Lowland. All right, fair enough. So that's what's happening down in the lower leagues. It's all pretty much sewn up. Last game of the season this weekend in the Premiership on Saturday. Aberdeen versus Dundee. Fucking Livingston beating Aberdeen at the weekend. Dundee, Mark McGee, did you think he switched on his heating or started eating after getting that draw against St Johnstone?
I hope so. Could you imagine him and Mark McGee, him and fucking Roy Keane the touchline?
Oh, that would be, that is gold right there. That's fucking gold right there.
I've got 6% battery here, lads. We need to fucking wrap this up.
Right, Aberdeen versus Dundee, Chris.
Aberdeen.
Grado.
Aberdeen.
Right, Dundee United and Motherwell also in the top six this weekend.
Dundee United.
Aye. Motherwell are horse shit at the moment. Hearts versus Ross County.
I think Hearts.
Hearts at Tynecastle. Aye. Draw?
Yes.
Livingston versus Hibs. Livy being at home. We spoke to Stuart earlier.
That'll be a draw.
Jig, that'll be a draw.
Livy.
Yeah, okay. St Johnstone versus St Mirren, that is the big game. St Mirren need to win that game. I would say if St Mirren win that game, they're 39 points. I think they're probably safe. But if St Johnstone win that game, it goes 34-36.
Draw.
I'll say draw as well.
Right, okay, draw in that one. And then on to the obviously Sunday, we have the Old Firm boys. We'll have a Celtic versus Rangers daft next week. How are you feeling about it?
It's another one that's just kind of sneaked up and there's
no really any build-up to it. Does not feel like an Old Firm week.
Aye. It's just been quite quiet about it. I mean, even around work, you know, obviously there's banter.
It's all by, that's why. It's just a kind of...
I think Celtic will win convincingly. on Sunday.
I think Celtic will win on Sunday.
Oh, really? Bloody hell, Grado. Jesus.
I think Celtic will win.
It's all about Europe now, Grado. It's all about Europe, so...
Celtic will... I've got a feeling... Know that I'm not wanting to bury my team. They've done brilliant this season in Europe and at the right times of the season, but I think Celtic will be right up for it on Sunday. They'll be wanting to get a... Depends how the night goes, John.
All right, well, listen, enjoy your get off and enjoy your football now. What are we calling the episode this week, guys?
Fuck.
Right, I think that's just the perfect episode title. Thank you very much for listening to Football Daft. Stephen might be back next week if he doesn't go to the pub instead. Thanks very much for listening. We're up the road. Audio Frontier.